And now let's rejoin Tamihere Talks with your host, John Tamihere.
Yes, kia ora tātou. Welcome back into the program. We're lucky enough to be joined by Tuku Morgan, chairperson of Waikato Tainui. And this iwi have been on a remarkable journey. Uncle Bob Mahuta reserved a number of conversations and negotiations over their waterways, as well as all of their Taimwana issues. And so they've embarked on this journey. And Tuku's been part of this since those days. And Tuku, can you just talk us through with, do you think, say, the Waikato River Authority is a co-governance model?
Yeah, so that co-governance model since settlement in 2008, the settlement was signed by the then Deputy Prime Minister Michael Cullum in Parikura. It ushered in a new era of co-management, co-governance, so that we had equal number of Crown representatives and river iwi, five river iwi from Taupo all the way down. Where we began to work in a cohesive way to improve the health and well-being of the river. And we did that by providing significant funds on good ideas, community ideas, iwi ideas, hapu ideas, manai ideas to improve the stem of the river, including riparian planting, including making sure that we work with Fonterra to fence all of the farms that run the stem of the river from Taupo all the way down. So, you know, it's been a long journey. It's been more than 13 years now, John, and we've given in excess of $100 million out to community groups, to manai, to hapu groups, basically with the purpose of improving the health and well-being of the river. It's the first time, I guess, across the sector, across all sectors, where community people, corporate people, iwi, hapu, have been able to work in a much more collaborative way. And so from a co-governance point of view, from a mahitahi point of view, working together in real partnership, it's, you know, it's been well trialed, and we've never had a problem. And in fact, all of the board decisions, certainly in my time as a co-chair, we never took a vote on any decision that we that the board needed to make from Taupo all the way down to the bottom end of the river at Port Waikato. So, you know, it's been a fantastic journey. We of course have to now live by the fact that the latest water report says that the nitrate loadings in the river and all of the waterways throughout this country are at a perilous sort of situation. So, you know, we're going to have to work longer and harder to try and stem the tide of farming pushing their pollution into the waterways, certainly in our catchment area, John.
Yeah, and look, I sense, you know, like Three Waters being, Naya and her husband have been attacked solely because of her status in the local government discussion, as well as over this. And I've done an editorial this at the opening part of this program where I go into it in great detail that a number of our people get attacked, you know, as a proxy for the view expressed, and particularly in the Waikato, from farming communities, that they're not going to have Māori anywhere near telling them what to do over anything, or being consulted and participating in it. What do you say to that?
Oh, the world has changed. And so, you know, I say to those antiquated sort of, you know, farmers who hold that view, you know, you got to get with the picture. You got to get on the waka, otherwise you get run over. So the issue for me is that you're either working with us or you're against us. Mm. And that's unfortunate because, you know, we think that we can work with like-minded people. We've proved that over the last 13 years since the Waikato River Authority has been on the ground doing its business.
Yes.
And if farmers continue to have a problem, that's their problem, JT. The issue with us is that, you know, this is a very myopic, very racist view of not being inclusive and not reaching out to our people is absolute nonsense. I just think it's bloody ridiculous.
Well, you see, here's the thing. They always fall back to one man run vote, and it is undemocratic to have 50% of Māori on the Waikato River Authority, right?
Yeah.
You've just demonstrated that over 13 years, there's not one problem or issue that has been created by an acknowledgement of your kaitiakitanga status. You've never yet had to claim ownership, but pretty soon that is a question that's going to have to come, surely.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I mean, once again, people will continue to hide behind this tyranny of the majority, this Pākehā democracy nonsense, and minimize the significance of the treaty. The treaty promised us partnership, and that's exactly what we're getting. It doesn't matter whether or not, numerically we're in the minority. Issue here is that this nation was founded on a document, and that document is the treaty.
Mm.
So, you know, get with the picture, fellas, because, you know, the waka's already out on the river going, and, you know, if you're not going to jump on, well, kia ora. We're leaving you behind or you're run over.
Yeah, see, what was developed through the course of 2008 and onward, co-governance type issues, was a very clever way of skirting around the elephant in the room, ownership, right?
Absolutely.
Because when people get allocated water rights, they monetize them. Either 70 litres a day goes into that cow, and that cow then grows through the water, processed, tons of water used there. It's exported, export earnings come in. So all our water is monetized, one way or the other, right?
Mm.
And at the end of the day, haven't we got a right to ask the question, well, who gave you the rights to take those things and monetize those things? And in the normal course of events, as the king has said at two Koronehana that I have been the last two, you know, the water, we own the water. Where do you see this thing heading?
Clearly, that is the next issue to be addressed. The issue of ownership over water is in my view, probably the most important issue of our time. There are two ways we can do it. One, you litigate in the courts, or two, you go head to head in a set of negotiations that are both reasonable and respectful in terms of the Crown and its treaty partners vis-a-vis iwi hapu around the country. So, you know, we are preparing right now for that, JT. We think that as we settle this issue around the three waters, as we work with the Crown to set up the framework for three waters to better manage our waterways, both the storm fresh water and wastewater. I think once we can tidy that up, get some certainty and some confidence going forward in relation to making sure that our people get affordable water, quality water, is done. And once that's done, we will then push on with I believe what is the most important issue to face Māoridom. That is the ownership of water.
Yeah, now you're well down the track as an iwi in this regard. Your first settlement signed in 1994, was it?
Yeah, 1995.
Yes, and then because you had a very clever, you had some visionaries, driving the settlement, you were able to revisit a whole bunch of other issues. Water being one of them.
Yeah.
And the last government, which is always iterative, got you into a co-governance arrangement on the river, right? So did the Whanganui River.
Yeah.
So we. Yes. So how do, like, here's my view. To what extent do you have a conversation with the power generators on the Waikato to say, hey, time's up. There's got to be a levy here.
Yeah.
Is that's coming, surely.
Oh, yeah. Look, it's a no-brainer. There is no doubt. I was in Christchurch yesterday meeting with the chair of NATO, and from what I can gather in terms of their own push in relation to their mana over water. So they're in the courts now. Mm. We will get there. There is no doubt about that. I don't have much. For me, that is the very issue that I need to get to as soon as I can. And my iwi have been insisting that we continue to progress that issue in a much more rapid and certain way. So I think what is going to colour this, in my view, is that once the Māori Party becomes the kingmaker of the next government, I think you're going to see a different kind of political environment in this country, which I think it'll be much more favourable in terms of where Māori need to get to, both socially, economically, culturally, and of course these very serious issues around.
Have we lost you, Tuku?
No.
Here's the thing, Tuku. You just need to send your CV in. It sounds like you want to be the Māori Party candidate for Hauraki Waikato.
I think that actually the Māori Party are in a very powerful position, JT, in terms of determining the face of the next parliament and how issues are to be addressed, especially Māori issues. And so, yes. I think this is probably one of the most competitive elections that this country will see. And I'm hoping that Māori will play a far stronger hand than what we have right now.
Yeah, you'd think they'd start to awaken over the fact that we've been locked out from voting since 1975 properly until this latest change. And prior to that, we had to be half caste, right? But we were dumbed down, you know. So people have to awaken to that. But here's the other thing. What I wanted to do as we sort of come into the end of this, I know you're very busy, is I've seen, since you have returned to the chairmanship of Waikato Tainui, a massive lift in the way in which your own people lift their heads, straighten their backs, and walk the street, right? So that, yeah. I just wanted to acknowledge that, because in all our iwis, we have our own arm wrestles internally, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah,
but I just wanted to say you've clearly come of age. The respect for you up and down your waka confederation is significant. And so your return to that seat has placed them on steroids for a change. And I think they're all acknowledging that up and down where I you know I'm in the Hauraki and move up and down. Yeah, and so everyone's recognising that. So I just want to give you a big mihi for actually finding your calling, which is always there. It's just a matter of now that it's coming to fruition. So you keep up the good fight, because if Waikato wins, we all win.
Yeah, kia ora. Kia ora. And I appreciate that too, because I absolutely agree with you. If one of the iwi, including ours, make the kind of ground, make up the ground that we are currently pushing, then we're all in there. All of us will benefit. It's a bit like Three Waters. It's a bit like everything else that we'll get to, including this ongoing debate about tamaki. So, you know, we'll get to where we need to get to, JT. I just think, though, that this year in particular, as I travel around the country, I'm hearing the excitement of the young and those who are digitally attuned to social media and so on and so forth. Wow, there's a movement amongst our young to make sure that as they participate in the electoral process coming. And I got a hunch, JT, that I think the Māori Party will be at the vanguard of change in this country, and that's a great thing. About bloody time, actually.
Well, are you saying that because you're an ex-president and did all the heavy lifting?
No. You know, when you've been around long enough, like you and I, who constantly read the political tea leaves, have to deal with who we have to deal with at a crown level. I know that if we get a right-leaning government, we'll get killed. Our people will be casualties of the rabid right side of politics, and it's just doom, gloom, and despair. And that's why I'm saying, if everywhere I go, I continue to say to our young people, you got to get out, you got to vote, and you got to make sure that you're voting for our people. So it's not and you know, for the first time, JT, that sort of conversation is happening at the Iwi Leaders Forum. So as I was in Waitangi this year, down in Tūwhanetua again this year, that's the ongoing conversation. We got to participate politically. Our people cannot extricate themselves from the process. We have to determine, help shape their own future. And the only way you're going to do that, push your vote in.
Yep.
And so we're going to get behind, our people. Rawiri Waititi is doing a fantastic job. He's out there. He's a strong brand, saying the right things, and, just changing the whole sort of this nonsense of we have to be good Māori, tolerant Māori.
No, there were three nice white brown ones. But that's good. good on you, bro. Because because we've been around a long time, seen one another, and you've suffered for your stands, right? Oh, we all do.
Yeah.
Like what they did over Māori TV, all that sort of bullshit, you know. Yeah, but anyway, bro. But anyway, bro, you've recovered with vengeance, and that's the trouble. that's the problem. That's the problem for others. But I want to meet you in a week. I'm going to tell you too much, bro. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you.